SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Supreme Court agrees to weigh in whether former President Trump can be removed from the ballot in Colorado. The Colorado judges, all appointed by Democratic governors and all Democrats, falsely claim that Mr. Trump engaged in insurrection. The case will be argued on February 8th. Trump's campaign team released a statement saying they welcome the chance to argue against the bad faith decision to remove him from the ballot. They say the case is part of an effort to stop his reelection. The House Oversight and Accountability Committee, chaired by Republican James Comer of Kentucky, will begin moving forward with holding first son Hunter Biden in contempt of Congress.
Chairman Comer this week indicated on X, formerly known as Twitter, that the House Oversight Panel will soon initiate contempt of Congress proceedings against Hunter Biden after he defied a subpoena to sit for a closed-door deposition last month. Instead of taking part in the interview, the first son arrived at the Capitol and read a statement to the media outside, openly defying his subpoena. Hunter Biden insisted he would only testify in a public hearing. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, terror at 16,000 feet.
An Alaska Airlines flight from Portland, Oregon to Ontario, California had to return to PDX for an emergency landing Friday afternoon after a window on the brand new Boeing 737 MAX jet blew out. The pressure change was enough to rip the shirt off a child passenger and suck phones out of the hands of several others. Witnesses say several adults were holding on to children as oxygen masks deployed from the overhead compartment of Flight 1282. Records show the plane rolled off the assembly line and was certified for flight in November of last year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The FDA approves a request from Florida to import certain drugs from Canada. This is SRN News. A big milestone for a Christian ministry.
Officials at Peachtree Proofreading Services report that Bibles they approved have now exceeded 1 billion copies distributed worldwide. Peachtree President Christopher Hudson says, quote, "We're genuinely humbled that God has allowed us to touch Bibles that have had such a broad distribution. But with 8 billion people in the world, we recognize there is more work to do." In 2023, Peachtree reviewed Bibles in 12 different languages. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Nebraska legislature returned to the Capitol Wednesday for the start of a short 2024 session. It's expected to be contentious. Republican State Senator Kathleen Koth introduced a bill that would bar males from competing against females in school sports. It would also keep boys out of girls' restrooms and locker rooms. Democratic senator offered a measure repealing Nebraska's prohibition on sex change operations for kids. This is SRN News. Major automakers are changing their advertising strategies.
Chrysler parent Stellantis says it will not advertise in next month's NFL Super Bowl, citing the challenging U.S. automotive market. In November, General Motors said it would not advertise during the heavily watched NFL League Championship game as it cuts marketing costs. Stellantis said earlier this week it had opted not to take part in the upcoming auto shows in Chicago and Washington. For the 2024 Super Bowl, securing a 30-second advertising slot comes with a hefty price tag of $7 million. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Efforts are underway to change a new California law. California became the first state in the nation to provide health insurance to illegals. Lawmakers say the state can't afford it, given a projected $68 billion deficit. Legislation's been introduced to stop taxpayers from being forced to fund the law. More details at SRNnews.com.